Well, it's so good to see each of you. Today's a special day in the life of Radiant Life Church. 30 years ago, Kay and I came to Dublin, started a little church in our living room. First time we met, we had two other people besides Kay and me. And over the next few weeks, I felt the Lord say there was going to be a great church here in Dublin and that I was going to be here at least 30 years. How many know some of us it takes a little longer to get the message, and so all of a sudden I realized it's been 38 years that we've been here. And so this morning we're affirming a new pastor. A lot of churches, the pastor just after 38 years resigns, leaves, and leaves the church to find a pastor. What generally happens is the board becomes a pastor's search committee. They begin to search. They'll get five names. They'll go all through those five names. Then they'll get three names. They'll go all through those. Then they'll bring in one person for that church to vote upon. And so we've been doing that for the last three, 4 years. And I am so confident in what God is doing here. In a few minutes, I'm going to be preaching. What do you preach as your last sermon to a church that you've preached for 38 years? Well, it's not my last sermon. It's my last sermon as lead pastor. If I didn't make that clear, it's not my last sermon. I'm sure Pastor Chris will go away periodically, and maybe he'll let me preach when he's gone or something like that. He'll get a missionary, so I don't have to do it. Oh, boy, rough crowd. What do you preach? Do you preach about all the different things that the Lord has blessed you with? Do you preach about all of the missionaries that we've been able to bless throughout the years? Do you preach about all the people that we as a church have sent out into ministry? The Dennis Coxes that got saved at our church, baptized in the Holy Spirit in my office, called to be a military chaplain, and he now has ministered all over the world for us. But he came out of us. Chris Little in Zambia that felt the call of God to be a missionary. She sat right over here in that area, and she went on a two-year temporary assignment that's turned into 12 years permanent. It's given her life. What do you preach about? And I think I know. This morning I want to preach about the anointing. And this morning I'd like to talk about what the Bible talks about a lot, because as you go through the scripture, it'll say so-and-so was anointed, and so-and-so was anointed, and so-and-so was anointed. Luke talked about Jesus being anointed in Luke 4, 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Jesus. He says, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. That's what Jesus said. He said, I've been anointed. Peter in his first sermon said Jesus had been anointed. Acts 4:27, for truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. Acts 10:38, you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And so the Bible describes Jesus as being anointed. When we ordain men and women into full-time gospel ministry, we lay our hands on them and we ordain them to the ministry. We anoint them. What do we mean by anointing? The dictionary says to anoint is to smear or put oil on, and in the religious sense, to consecrate by such action. To consecrate by such action. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, Samuel, the prophet of Israel, took a flask of oil. He poured it on the head of Saul and anointed him to be king over Israel. Many others all through the scripture were anointed to fill tasks, to fill positions, to do ministries and jobs. Oil is often used in anointing, and in the scripture is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And when we talk about anointing, we're talking about an act of God whereby his presence and his power is bestowed upon a person to equip them for service. It's the Holy Spirit enablement. It's the Holy Spirit power. As we read in Luke, Jesus was anointed to preach, to proclaim, to recover, to set free. Acts 10:38 that we read, we saw that Jesus was anointed and he went about doing good, healing all who were sick, casting out demons, raising the dead. In 1 Kings 19, God had Elijah anoint Hazael, king of Aram, for the purpose of disciplining Israel. That was his anointing, to discipline Israel. In the same chapter, 1 Kings 19, Jehu was anointed for the purpose of killing Ahab. You say, ooh, I don't know if I want that anointing. But that's what he was anointed to do. God needed this wicked king of Israel, this backslidden king of Israel. He needed correction. He was arrogant. He was not going to do what God told him to do. And because of that, God said, your life will be required of you. And he anointed someone with that task. And then Elisha was anointed for the purpose of replacing Elijah as prophet just before his being taken into heaven. The anointing then is an act of God where he pours or smears his presence and his power on a person for the equipping of service. It's to perform a task. It's to get a job done. It involves a literal physical anointing. It involves a spiritual anointing. A physical anointing is meaningless unless the spiritual anointing goes with it. In James chapter 5, verse 14, when praying for the sick, we are instructed to anoint the sick person with oil, to pray the prayer of faith, and the Spirit of the Lord will raise them up and will heal them. So anointing is for the purpose of ministry. I define anointing as God's power being placed on a person to supernaturally accomplish a task for him. It's so neat to see that after Saul was anointed to be Israel's first king, that God would supernaturally come on him at different times for different occasions. In 1 Samuel 10:10-11, it says, when they came to the hill there, behold, a group of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him mightily so that he prophesied among them. It came about when all who knew him previously saw that he prophesied now with the prophets, that the people said to one another, what has happened to the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? That he has this anointing that's placed upon him by Samuel. He's anointed to be the king of Israel. And he's not had certain things happen in his life before. But because of that anointing, he becomes someone that God comes on mightily. Mightily. And certain things begin to happen. He begins to even prophesy where he'd not done that before. On another occasion, an enemy said that they would make peace with one of the cities of Israel if they let them gouge out their right eyes. How many think that's a pretty poor compromise? We won't attack you, but you let us gouge out every one of your warriors' right eyes. Makes it sort of tough if you're right-handed shooting a gun. Basically, they were saying, we want the eye with which you do war. What's so neat is this man, Saul, who's been anointed king of Israel, all of a sudden it says God comes upon him. 1 Samuel 11:6, and the Spirit of God came upon Saul mightily when he heard these words, and he became very angry. What did he get mad about? This enemy saying, I'm gonna take advantage of you. I'm going to take over. But there was an anointing that had come on Saul, and he gets angry, and it says he gathered Israel together, and they didn't let them attack them. They didn't let them gouge their eyes out. Do you have a desire to be anointed by God? and have him come on you like that. I do. I want an anointing that all of a sudden it says God comes on me mightily. And I do things that even astound myself. And they astound other people where they say, is he now among the prophets? How many would like an anointing that's already on you to be increased? This morning we're going to have an anointing service for just such a thing to happen. We're going to take the time to anoint every person who wants God smeared on you. You want God smeared on you, that he can come on you at any moment that he desires, and something will happen and you become different. You become supernatural. This morning we're going to have an anointing service for just such a thing to happen. I'm going to take time to anoint every person who wants God smeared on you for the purpose of ministry. You may want to be anointed to be a better parent. You may want to be anointed to be kinder. What is the anointing you desire? What's the anointing that you need? This morning, Pastor Chris was affirmed to be the next pastor of Radiant Life Church by a 96% vote. Like he does. I'm going to anoint my successor, Pastor Chris, as the pastor, spiritual leader, and visionary of Radiant Life Church. Pastor Kay, who's been such a vital part in the worship of Radiant Life Church, is going to anoint her successor, Pastor Matt, as the worship pastor of Radiant Life Church. Pastor Dennis, who's been so supportive of me, the day he walked in to a little building over on Avery Road wearing a trench coat and a big mustache, I could never have asked for a better team player. And he's going to anoint his successor, Pastor Joe, as the administrative pastor of Radiant Life Church. All of us are then going to anoint the pastor's wives, the staff, and their spouses, and the pastor's board of ministry members and their spouses. All of us then are going to anoint all of you who want to be anointed. And I believe that God has an anointing for every person that's here at Radiant Life Church this morning. We have an Assemblies of God layman that started a ministry in the Assemblies of God about 50-some years ago. It's called Light for the Lost. And those of you that are familiar with the Assemblies of God know that Light for the Lost, it provides Bibles and translations and materials and all kinds of things that have been used around the world in a very powerful way. And it happened because a layman had an anointing for raising money. And that man has raised literally hundreds of millions of dollars to see the gospel of Jesus Christ put in the hands of people. Pastors that can't get a Bible college training because of his ministry and the anointing on him to raise money, there are pastors around the world that have a Bible in their language with the training that they can open it up and find resources in that Bible. But it was because of somebody that had an anointing on them, and they used that anointing to transform the world. This morning, I'd like for the leaders of the church to have an opportunity to physically and spiritually anoint every person who calls Radiant Life Church your home, and even any visitors who would be willing to let us anoint you to be used by God for whatever ministry God needs you to fill. Will our anointing you with oil have an impact on you? I believe it will. And I believe if you believe, it'll do something that you can't even imagine. Now, if you don't believe that this spiritual practice will have an impact on you, it won't. God won't violate you. He won't violate your will and make you do something you don't want to do. But if you're willing to say yes to His willingness in your life, you will have supernatural things happen to you that will amaze you. I believe there'll be incredible eternal results. But before I do this, I have a charge for all of us. Leviticus 8. How many think Leviticus is one of the most exciting books in the Old Testament? Leviticus 8 tells of Moses anointing the tabernacle and anointing Aaron. In Leviticus 8, 10 to 12, it says, Moses then took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was in it and consecrated them. He sprinkled some of it on the altar 7 times. He anointed the altar and all its utensils and the basin and its stand to consecrate them. Then he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him. Moses then does something that's a little different, a little strange. In Leviticus 8, verse 22, it says, then he presented the second ram, the ram of ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. Moses slaughtered it and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear and on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot. Moses was the leader of the nation of Israel. Aaron was the lead pastor. Moses takes this ram, kills it, anoints Aaron with its blood, and he did so in 3 distinct spots. Moses anointed Aaron on his right earlobe, on his right thumb, and on his right big toe. Verse 24 tells us that Moses then did the same for all of Aaron's sons. It says he put some of the blood on the lobe of their right ear and on the thumb of their right hand and on the big toe of their right foot. Why would Moses anoint these 3 distinct spots? On Aaron and his sons? I would like to suggest to you that he was anointing them in 3 areas of life. I think he was anointing them to have a supernatural ability to hear the voice of the Lord. I think he was anointing them to have a supernatural ability to serve or minister or work for the Lord. And I think he was anointing them to have a supernatural ability to walk before the Lord in a way that was pleasing to the Lord. The ear representing hearing, the thumb representing ministering or serving, and the big toe representing our walk or how we live our personal lives. In our world, there are a lot of leaders who do not live lives of integrity. And God wants us anointed to be people of integrity. We're going to anoint your right ear, your right thumb, and your right toe. Now, some of you just had a heart attack. We're not going to make you take your shoe off. We'll simply touch the side of the sole of your shoe, or if you have sandals on, we will touch your right big toe. We will then wash our hands. No. We're going to anoint those areas of hearing and working and walk. Pastor Chris, Pastor Joe, Pastor Matt, would you please step to the center of the stage facing the congregation? As we anoint you, we charge you to listen. To listen for what the Lord has to say to you personally. For what He has to say to this church that you are now becoming the leaders of. And to listen for what the Lord has to say to this generation. Because of the anointing being placed upon you as the spiritual leaders of this local congregation, we expect you to hear God speak over you. For Him to do that again and again and again. I've experienced His speaking to me so many times that sometimes I would hear him, and I would not even recognize he was speaking to me because I had gotten to the place where I heard his voice, and I just expected it. The daycare that's such a blessing to the church, I was sitting watching Pastor Chris play basketball at Central Bible College. I got a phone call. It was from a guy wanting to buy the old building and wanting to start a daycare. He was a Christian. He said, "I believe God has spoken to me that there should be a daycare in that building, and I want to buy it." I said, "How much money do you have?" And I said, "That won't buy it." And I was out in the parking lot, and I think Kate can affirm this. I came walking back into the gym, and I said, "We're going to start a daycare." She said, "But you vowed to the Lord back in 1978 that you would never again start a daycare," because I'd started one and I ran one, and I said, "I'll never do that again." How many know what that means? Doesn't mean anything. If God says you're going to start a daycare, you will come back in and you will say to your wife, "We're going to start a daycare. We were getting ready to build a new building." She, you know, "How much is that going to cost?" "About $150,000. But I heard the voice of the Lord, and in 2008, when the economy fell out and things went south, the daycare was there. And I believe it was the voice of the Lord speaking hearing into my ear. And because I listened and we did what he said, this church has continued to give to missions. We've never pulled back one dime from missions giving, even when it looked like we couldn't keep doing that. As we anoint you, we charge you to walk in this world in integrity and holiness. We charge you to keep yourselves sexually pure. In positions of leadership, there will be opportunities that you will not take. We charge you to maintain standards of holiness that will protect the name of the Lord Jesus from slander and from ridicule and mockery. Pastor Dennis, Pastor Kay, if you would come. This isn't a spectator sport, folks. This is time to let your prayer, your faith. We now anoint your right earlobe for the purpose of hearing the voice of the Lord and what he would say to you. Pastor Chris, have an ear to him. More than you listen to your friends, more than you listen to those around you, we anoint you to hear spiritually. We anoint your right thumb, symbolic of your service, your ministry, your doing, your working. We anoint you to be men who work tirelessly in serving the kingdom of heaven. We now anoint your right toe, you might be men who walk in righteousness and holiness. Would you agree together with me, congregation, in prayer? Father God, we just thank you for these men. They might hear, they might do, they might walk. If you've been blessed with heaven's native prayer language, you just right now just begin to let it flow. Do the work of ministry. Live so that there would never be an opportunity for accusation. Be ready to say yes to the voice of the Spirit. With the pastor's spouses and the remainder of the staff and their spouses, the pastor's board of ministry and their spouses, would you please step to the center of the stage facing the congregation? We now anoint you. We anoint your right ear to hear the voice of the Lord. We anoint your right thumb to serve. We anoint your right big toe to walk in integrity, in righteousness and holiness. Would you pray for them? Would you just lift your voices up? Father God, Thank you for these. These who help lead this congregation, who assist Pastor Chris and Pastor Matt and Pastor Joe. And Father God, we ask for, from this day forward, there to be an increase in the intensity. Oh God, we ask that they will hear your voice, not just at church, but they'll hear your voice in the workplace. They'll hear your voice in the hospital room when they're praying for someone. They'll hear your voice as they work at a desk and they do the paperwork. Father God, as they drive a bus, as they minister to Royal Rangers and Girls Ministries, as they run Treehouse, as they participate in leading the worship of this congregation, we anoint them today. We anoint them today to the care of the facilities. We anoint them today to the running of Radiant Kids Daycare, landscaping, all of the different areas, the IT. We anoint them, oh God, to hear the voice of your Spirit, to do the work of ministry, to walk worthy of the calling with which they have been called. Oh God. Now would all of you step forward a few feet and turn around and face the back wall. 1 John 2:27 says, "As for you, the anointing which you have received from him, it abides in you. And you have no need for anyone to teach you." You don't need anybody to explain things to you, because he abides in you. His anointing teaches you all things. John was speaking to the entire church. He wasn't speaking to just the worship leaders. And I believe God wants every member of his body to operate under the anointing. God wants to point his anointing on you for whatever you do. God wants to anoint preachers of the word. God wants to anoint musicians and worship leaders. God wants to anoint sound technicians. Those who operate PowerPoint, God wants to anoint deacons and ushers and teachers and those who cut the grass and those who are a part of the prayer ministry, the intercessors. God wants to anoint every person who calls themselves a follower of Jesus. Moses anointed Aaron, and then it says he anointed their sons. He anointed the leader and then those who followed. And now I ask for every person who's willing for God to anoint you in his service to step to the stage and walk through these openings and walk to whoever you would feel comfortable to lay their hands on you and anoint you. Come. Oh God, today, an anointing that goes beyond anything we've ever dreamed that you want to do in our lives. We anoint the hearing, we anoint the working, the serving, we anoint walking and living in integrity. We anoint today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray the prayer of faith that the supernatural, oh God, we anoint the one yet to be born. We anoint him or her, Jesus. We anoint today, oh God. We anoint today men to walk in righteousness and holiness and integrity, hearing your voice. We anoint today in the name of Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And as he spoke to Moses, he said, "Take off your sandals. You are standing on holy ground." Yes. Remember this day. Yes. Remember this day for your families, for your neighborhoods, for yourself. Remember this day. You are standing on holy ground.
Wow. Remember it. Scripture says a lot of times, remember it. Don't forget his working. Don't forget his calling. Don't forget his just everyday tender mercies. I encourage you to expect God to speak to you. You say, I never hear the voice of God. Quit saying that. Say, I'm going to hear him today. Expect him to speak to you. Your ear is anointed to hear the voice of the Lord. I encourage you to serve God however he needs you, but with a new anointing. Say, well, I couldn't do this. Don't say that. You're now equipped. You have the Holy Spirit's anointing on you that you can do whatever you need to do. Expect it. I encourage you to walk as pleasing to God, keeping yourselves pure and holy before him. The only time you'll use his name will be coming out of your voice in prayer or proclamation. Just as the Spirit of God came mightily on Saul, expect him to come on you, because it's his anointing. It's from him. Expect to become another person from time to time. Where'd that come from? I've done things that said, where'd that come from? It came from the Holy Spirit's anointing on my life. You have an anointing, John said. You have an anointing. Now I'd like to present to you the second lead pastor. Pastor Dennis has always been second pastor, sort of. Second lead pastor of Radiant Life Church. Would you welcome Pastor Chris?
Thank you so much. This is such an exciting day. In the spring, we started putting out just kind of the story a little bit. And when I was 4 years old, I always said my firefighter dream was to come or go to Central Bible College, to come back, work for my dad, and then to come and be pastor here, hopefully, until I die. Like, that's what I've always wanted to do.
And you don't get that wish. I'm still
you're still
and
pastor.
I'm not going anywhere.
He's
going
to be pastor here until he dies, too. And that's right. And I just want to say that there's no greater honor than to serve this church. There's no greater honor than to do ministry with you. And I hope you are ready, because Pastor Joe on the team, call him, he's our team's pastor. We want to see every single person plugged in and involved, not so that we can have nice Sunday morning services, but so we can make the biggest impact on our world. And when you are with us, yes, thank you. When you are with us, we're all doing this together, we can change the world. And that's what I believe we're going to do. So we're going to have opportunities to give and to go all around the world in missions. We're going to have opportunities to fill that building over there. We're going to have opportunities, I believe, to see, Rosemary, you mentioned six services. I don't know about six services, but I believe we're going to grow, and we're going to have more services. And we're going to have to figure out, I believe this isn't Dad's last building campaign either, because there's going to be more. There's going to be campuses, and we're going to have to build buildings. And Dad just sat down because he's tired. He can't handle it. But God has a lot in store, and we get to do it together. People have asked. In fact, Steve back there asked, so are you ready? Or other people have asked, hey, are you scared? I'm like, the only way I'm scared is if we're not in this together. If we're not going together, then I am scared to death, because it's not going to work. But we're not alone, and you're not alone. We get to serve Jesus together. We get to go after him, and we get to change our world together. So thank you so much for this awesome day, Pastor Dave, and Pastor Dave, thank you for this sermon, this time of anointing. This is for all of us. We're anointed. This week, listen to his voice. go make the biggest difference possible as we share him, as we proclaim him, and as we lift him up. It is so good. Ruth.
Not normally one to grab the mic. But I want to say, I feel like I have cashed in a dividend check this morning. Because through the years, I've been here over 30 years, and we've been through children's programs, everything else, and I've watched all of these pastors grow up. Don't ever get discouraged when you're sitting in the nursery or you're in a Sunday school class, because you are planting seeds. And what we have seen this morning is a beautiful garden as a result of the seeds that have been planted over the past 30 years. Thank you, Pastor Dave, and thank you, Chris. We're excited about what's going to happen here at Radiant Life. Don't get discouraged. Listen to God. Hear his voice. Use your hands to help and your feet to do what's right. And you're going to see your dreams come true. You're going to fulfill your dad's dreams. But above all, you're going to fulfill God's purpose in your life.
That's right.
We're proud of you and so excited about what God has for you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So much, Ruth. On that, it seems like it would be the right time to have a sign up for kids ministry, and that's going to be going around here. But I'm going to pray for you, and I pray you have the greatest week ever. Rachel and I were leaving right after church to go to Springfield, Missouri, for one of my master's degree classes at going to Assemblies of God Theological Seminary. And I pray that whatever God has in store for you this week, that you do it with His power and His authority. So, Lord, right now, I thank you for Radiant Life Church. I thank you, Lord, that you are so good. Lord, that you bring dreams into reality. Lord, you make what is just some little kid's dream, and all of a sudden it's here. But, Lord, the dream is just beginning. And, Lord, I pray for every single person in this room, whatever their dreams are, whatever their thoughts are, whatever the future is that they envision, Lord God, would you speak life into those dreams? Maybe even where it seems dead, would you speak life? Lord, that each of us would fulfill your calling upon our life. That each of us, Lord Jesus, would walk directly into you. And Lord, right now I pray a blessing over every single person that can hear my voice. Lord, anoint them in their relationships. Anoint them in their marriages. Anoint them in their jobs. Anoint them, God, in the different things they do in their free time. Lord, anoint them to do your work and to change the world around them. We're so thankful. Lord, bless them. And Lord, as a church, we pray that, Lord, it's only the beginning. Lord, we pray for great harvest in the Dublin and Columbus area. Lord, we pray that there would be such growth that we over and over and over have no clue what to do with all the people. Lord, but you will give the wisdom. So Lord, help us to take steps of winning one, winning our neighbors, winning the one at the cubicle next to us. Lord, of bringing one more person into your kingdom, into your family. And God, we believe that we're going to change the world because of who you are. Lord, as you go before us, we thank you. Lord, as we close this time, I pray for maybe a couple in the room that they are really discouraged. Lord, I pray today that they could not leave here before they feel your love and your heart just wrapping them up right now, Jesus. Lord, anybody that's discouraged, they would know that you are here for them. You would know that, or they would know that you are walking with them and you're walking before them. And Lord, whatever might be tough in this moment, in a year, they're going to look back and not even almost remember, because you will have taken them to a new place. So Lord, we worship you. Lord, let us walk in you. Let us go with you and make a difference. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. You're so good. In your mighty and powerful and precious name we pray. Cap all this in. Put it in our hearts, God. Your name we pray, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you talk about. Savor the presence of Jesus today. Love all of you. God bless you.